This again will be a short podcast, and it covers a very simple point that I've noticed with some candidates, especially those who have undergraduate degrees in mathematics or engineering or some scientific field. I remember doing a case with someone recently, a nice guy, I like him, I think he's got a lot of potential, and he's actually doing quite well in these cases, but he does mess up in certain areas whereby I notice he tries to be too mathematically precise in his decision trees, right? For example, we'll be building these decision trees, we'll be building estimation, and you try to be absolutely precise in the drivers and the relationships, right? And he would hurt himself. For example, he tried to work out the exact relationship between price and volume to see, you know, how mutually exclusive there are. He then tried to work out the exact relationship between fixed costs and variable costs to see exactly what is the breakdown in them. And what I always point out to him is his mathematical precision is definitely hurting him, right? For one thing, math is a pure science. Business is a social science. Business is not really a science. Economists and finance people and business strategists like to use the word that we're precise with exact, but we're not. We are far from being a precise science. Even the way we develop hypotheses is actually ridiculously funny. You know, if you study the sciences and you study how to do hypotheses correctly, you'd realize the way consultants develop hypotheses is a joke. It's a joke that we're not laughing at, and it's a joke we've convinced the rest of the world is a serious way of doing things. But to be honest, it's not even pure hypothesis development. So if you try to apply mathematical precision to something that is not mathematically precise, you're going to struggle. It's like trying to perfectly define the shape of a cloud. It can't be done. No matter how precise you are, it's going to be imprecise because it's constantly moving, shifting, and changing shape and so on. What you should be focused on if you want to apply your precision is not to understand the precise nature of the relationship, but to determine if there is a relationship, right? If you want to apply your analytical skills, don't worry what is the precise nature of the relationship. Try to understand firstly, is there a relationship known as driver, in another way of saying it, and then prioritize the nature of the relationship, which means prioritizing the impact. In financial terms, it's called sensitivity. How sensitive what you're analyzing is to this driver. And don't worry if you are not precise, right? The only time you should be precise is when you are dealing with calculations, right? And notice it's about precision, not about being accuracy, not just about being accurate. You want to be accurate and you want to be precise. But if you want to be precise only where you are working with numbers, right? And then the other day I saw someone trying to give me an estimation case correct to four or three decimal points. And this person has a PhD in solid state mechanics from one of the number one universities in the northeastern United States. And it's actually flabbergasted that this person didn't know the first rule about decimal points. The number of decimal points in an answer cannot exceed the number of decimal points in the inputs that went into calculating the answer. What does that mean in simple terms, right? Let's assume that you multiply two numbers. The two numbers you multiplied have decimal points that are valid. They have two decimal points, right? Your answer cannot have more than two decimal points. That's the rule of science. You can't have an answer with three decimal points if your inputs have two decimal points. And the point I was trying to make to him is that given the amount of uncertainty and estimates and rough approximations you made in your estimates, why in the world would you give me something with three decimal points? And you just spent 5 minutes trying to discuss that. Firstly, I'm surprised that you don't know this rule about decimal points. It's one of the first things you learn as an undergraduate at any university that's worth its salt. And secondly, if you know this, which I hope, you know, you can obviously see that the answers, your input into your answers are not even close to being accurate. So why would you bother about being so correct on decimal points? The only time you would worry about being correct on decimal points if you're dealing with small numbers whereby decimal points do play a big role, or we're dealing with pricing where a decimal point, in other words, a cent or a few cents, has a huge impact on the productivity of a business, its profitability and its margins and so on. My point is apply your mathematical precision appropriately to identify linkages in cases, but do not apply it to be absolutely precise in the nature of relationships, but more importantly, in the decimal points governing relationships. That'll just lead you to pulling out your hair and getting a headache.